If you go down to the woods today, you're sure of a big surprise because the whole woods thing is so over and the real teddy bear scene is much more indoor, museum-based these days. To prove it, the Ark in Dublin's Temple Bar is hosting Teddy Bear Story, an exhibition from London's V&A Museum of Childhood that mixes some local furry characters with international ursine celebrities from Pooh to Yogi and beyond. Liam Geraghty went up the wooden hill to Bedfordshire with the Ark's Enya McHugh showing him the way.
Come on, Nana.
No, let's go, that's yours.
I may go out tomorrow if I can borrow a coat to wear. Oh, I'd step out in style with my sincere smile and my dancing bear outrageous.
So what are we looking at here?
Well, this is the Teddy Bear Globe. It's the recreation of Shakespeare's The Globe, full of teddy bears that are all moving and playing with each other. I describe it as like the Christmas window because it's just so brilliant and so beautiful.
Are they doing a particular Shakespeare play?
Seen at the nicest places where well-fed faces all stop to stare.
So this room, the light is quite low because there's some very old teddies in here.
That's right. It was a part of the agreement with the V&A that the lighting would only be at a certain level because the teddy bears are rare. And in fact, it was also a part of the contract with the V&A that only the curator could unpack the teddy bears. They came in these big boxes from London and only she was allowed to unpack them and only she was actually placing them. They're very protective of their toys, and so it's very respectful,
which is nice because everyone is kind of very protective of their own teddies.
That's absolutely true, but it's also that, you know, they do fade, and they so you see, for example, we're looking now at some of the cases with the teddy bears, and one of the interesting things, of course, is that when the teddy bear was starting, they were experimenting with colour. There's a black bear, which is for the mourning of King Edward VII. There's a blue bear, but some of these bears were not successful, and we also see a hugely aggressive bear, and that was too frightening, and so it was abandoned. So the public began to like really the natural coloured bears. But it's just so interesting to see actually what you think of as, oh, there was only one type of teddy bear. No, there wasn't. They were really playing around with the face and the features.
And do you have a favourite in here?
Well, I just think if we walk over, we'll just have a little look at the miniature soldier. I just think it's so poignant. The sheer size of it, what? It's about the size of my finger. And this is the one dating from 1916. And these were this was the little bears that went to with the soldiers for going to the First World War. I just think that's so, it brings home history in such an alive way. You realise, gosh, they were so young going to war, and but they had to have their little teddy to go with them.
Poor teddy bear is awful bad. He tore his head today.
Melissa Nolan from the Dolls Store and the Dolls Hospital in the Powers Court has been extremely generous to us because she lent us some of her very precious Irish teddy bears.
My name is Melissa Nolan and I own the Dolls Store and Dolls Hospital.
So this is where all the poorly teddy bears and dolls come?
This is where we do the intensive care, yeah. We
Very soon you'll be well again. Your cut is an awful deep. I'm going to sit.
Tell me a bit more about the Irish bears and where they came from in terms of the manufacturing.
Yeah, well, the Irish bears, it started in about 1936. It was in Galway, Mayo, and then they did the Crawley dolls in Crawley in County Donegal. So it started off really as a home craft business. The quality of the material and everything was very good because they didn't have to make a profit. during the war, the UK and other countries, they were all involved in the war. So we were making bears good out then, and they started to actually make a profit. But then after the war, the synthetic ones came on the market and it died off. I think probably about 1977, 76, they closed the factory in Galway and in Mayo, and they moved it up to Donegal, but it closed then. And that was the end of it. So I have quite a few of them here. So if anyone's around town, if they want to see them, you know, they're welcome. But the quality is super.
Okay, so this one here, put down 1911. Here.
But I think one of the lovely things about the exhibition is it's also a sort of a, as much as the joy of the teddy bear, it's also like the cultural reflection of society. So you have the teddy bears in the late 1930s and how slim they are because there was very little material and because factories were beginning to convert over to being ammunition for the Second World War. And then you see, of course, the teddy bears such as Rupert Bear, Paddy Bear, City and Sweep, and you begin to see how bears began to infiltrate films and stories.
I suppose I am a rare sort of bear, really. I emigrated from darkest Peru in a ship. I stowed away in a lifeboat. I like bullseyes and toffee.
We are encouraging children and adults to bring their teddy bear in with them. And, I mean, the sheer size and scale of the teddy bears. We have people coming in with shopping bags. They didn't want to use one of their teddy bears. All of the teddy bears had to come into the ark. And not only did they have to come into the ark, but they had to have their best knitted little sweater or little scarf or hat. Just the sheer aliveness of the teddy bear.
Did you have a teddy bear when you were small?
Well, funnily enough, I don't seem to remember. I don't, whether I had a deprived childhood, I actually don't seem to remember.
Simon Smith and his dancing bear, yes, Simon Smith and the amazing dancing bear.
The Teddy Bear Story Exhibition runs in the Ark until April 6th, and Melissa Nolan and the specialists from the Dole Hospital will be in the Ark on March 15th if you'd like to bring your teddy along for his annual checkup. Full details on ark.ie.